Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kudos to the Pioneer Press. Some lengthy stories over the last 10 days or so on medical marijuana. This show is fully on the record and has been for years and years and years that it's cruel if states push back against medical marijuana. We called out former Governor Dayton when he was tap dancing on this. By the way, when Governor Dayton was called out for what he was saying to parents at the time about going to other states and buying it elsewhere, and how he had to backpedal, but there's still many challenges with medical marijuana. Maren Schroeder is good enough to join us. She is the president of Sensible Minnesota. Maren, thank you so much for coming on. Explain to people about your organization.
Sure. Thank you for having me today.
Yep.
So we are a education and advocacy-based charitable nonprofit. We've been working with the medical program since inception and implementation in 2015. So during that time, we've done a lot of one-on-one work with patients. We help them find a doctor, get through the Office of Medical Cannabis and all that paperwork, and then help them kind of troubleshoot if they're having issues with one of the manufacturers or with the Office of Medical Cannabis. We also do some events. We do some community outreach. We have speakers available to go out. And we really kind of take a holistic, broad approach to the topic because we're also talking about, like, opiates, and we're talking about full legalization, and we're kind of just taking this all-encompassing approach to making sure people have the medicine that they need.
So what with the program, in your opinion right now, is working?
I think it's great that we have some patients that have access. And I think it's great that we're talking about it and legitimizing it, because that was, I think, a big problem back in 2014 was there's always this concept, right, of like the hippies on the hill smoking weed.
Right.
And I think we've done a good job. Unfortunately, I think we've done a good job so far with like normalizing medical use.
So then let's try the opposite. What is not working with the medical marijuana program?
Primarily affordability and accessibility.
Yep.
We have the most restrictive, comprehensive medical cannabis law in the country. So we've got work to do.
Governor Walz was quoted in the Pioneer Press story saying that the program is very cumbersome, doesn't work, and he seems open to making changes. Is that your sense also?
That is my sense from public, you know, what we're seeing in the public eye. Our policy arm has been, Sensible Change Minnesota, has been on the ground at the Capitol quite a bit. And we're not getting the sense of urgency from any of the elected officials, including the governor's office, that we feel like the patients deserve.
Why is that?
I think what it comes down to, and I hate saying this, but I think what it comes down to is that there's no one getting paid to be down at the Capitol working on behalf of the patients and
right.
only on behalf of the patients. Our whole team is volunteers, so anytime we're there, we're actually losing money.
Yep.
So we just it hasn't been a priority because there hasn't been someone there talking about it all the time.
Maren Schroeder is with us, president and co-founder, Sensible Minnesota. We're talking about medical marijuana. Now, Maren, I will say this. For years and years, I've supported medical marijuana, and now it's hitting home in my life for my youngest son. I've talked about my son's health on the air multiple times before. He's on the autism spectrum. Right now he has a diagnosis that just is such a small, small number of people on the planet have, and he also has a seizure condition. So we have started medical marijuana this year, and we think we've had success. We don't know completely, but we're hoping that the seizures are lower than they might be. But I live it every day. The costs are extraordinarily high. Do you because the Pioneer Press talks about some outlets, some ideas of, you know, greater supply, right? That we would have more outlets, we would have more places, and then the pure supply and demand would bring it down. Is that the best way to bring some of these costs down? Or is it that the legislature stops making it such a narrow group that potentially qualifies for medical marijuana? And if you made that change by expanding the audience, that would bring the cost down better.
I think there's multiple facets of how we can bring the cost down. Our team, you know, we've talked about this. We've talked with folks in other states. We've talked with legislators. And the conclusion that we've come to is the one thing we could do this year in 2019 to dramatically bring down the cost is to add raw cannabis as an allowable delivery method. Right now, all of the medical cannabis in Minnesota must come in liquid pill, oil, or topical form. There is no plant matter available for patients. When Pennsylvania added plant material to their program 6 months after they implemented it, brought the cost down for patients by over 50%. So this is a small statutory change that the legislature could and should prioritize yet this year. And then we can come back next year and we can address broadening the scope of who qualifies. We can address adding additional supply chains, you know, adding new manufacturers, maybe changing around the licensing structure a little bit so it's not fully vertically integrated. But the easiest thing we could do tomorrow to bring the cost down is to allow raw cannabis as a delivery method.
Yeah, but right now it doesn't seem like there's not much momentum on that, correct?
Correct. And we're getting like some positive feedback, but we're also getting a lot of like, well, let's talk about that next year. And the point I made to one of the reps that we're working with the other day was I said, you know, this is a difference for patients of waiting 5 months versus waiting a year and a half. And for someone who is sick, that is a very, very, very long time to wait.
Do you sense that the public can play a part in this and that this is one of those bills that could be rather stagnant right now, but either individuals who either themselves, their kids, or who want to be a part of this can reinvigorate that campaign and put some of that pressure and motivate the individual legislators or, in particular, the governor himself?
Yeah, absolutely. The pressure on this issue is going to have to come from the public because there's not pressure coming from the industry. There's not pressure coming from the law enforcement lobby. There's not pressure coming from the medical community. It has to come from the patients and it has to come from their family and their friends. And the only way we're going to see this happen is if the public steps up to the plate and starts talking about it and starts contacting their legislators.
So we're talking medical marijuana with Mayor Enschroeder from A Sensible Minnesota. How much of this, Mayor, is still about this nonsense where some people are still so worried about what marijuana does to them, what does to their kids, does to society, and that they're worried that even medical marijuana leads to a gateway situation? Is that holding this back in any way still, or have we moved past that?
I think that's certainly holding it back. If anybody saw the Senate hearing last week on the adult use legalization bill, it was word for word verbatim in some cases the same rhetoric that came out against adult use that came out against medical. And it's frustrating as both a patient advocate, and I myself am a patient, my mom is a patient, and it's frustrating from my position to continue hearing the same rhetoric that's actually being disproven by peer-reviewed research, looking at the data, using good methodology in doing that. I was just looking at a study today where through at least, I think it was 2013 or 14, fatal traffic fatalities actually decreased in states with medical marijuana access. And that correlated with a decrease in alcohol consumption.
Let me finish with this. When recreational marijuana is discussed, as you just pointed out in your last answer last week, and that debate is taking place,
yep.
Do you think that helps or hurts the medical marijuana conversation about expanding it and making it more open and better priced for more people?
I don't know that it helps or it hurts. I think it helps because it gets more people talking about it, but I think it hurts because it distracts from actually working on fixes yep. for med. We know we acknowledge we're a couple years out from adult use and that this is going to take some time to build the public support and financial sustainability and stuff that's needed to get that done. But we can't leave our medical patients to suffer in the interim. We just can't. We have just over 15,000 patients registered in Minnesota right now. We've had 7,000 drop from the program since its inception. And if we looked at a model like Arizona's, when we adjust for population, we should have over 150,000 patients yeah. in Minnesota.
Maren, I really...
So we've got work.
Yeah, I really appreciate your work as a parent who's involved in this, but forget that for a second, just as somebody who believes in this. So thanks for coming on. I can assure you we'll reach out again.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, medical marijuana. I can't be any more clear. I want to hear from people. We're going to have a short amount of time when we come back. When you hear this, what's your reaction? You don't believe it, that it doesn't help, that we don't have enough science on it. What do you say to individuals, parents, husbands, wives of important people in their lives who are helped by this, but also they don't have the money to pay for it? Governor Dayton was a fraud on this. Push back on it, which he's allowed to do, but then told parents, go get it on the street. Go get it in other states. And then was caught by parent after parent after parent. And so then he provided the most narrow window. Governor Walz is pushing for recreational marijuana. Governor Walz needs to get on this. Recreational marijuana will happen at some point. I think it should be legalized. But let's deal with this. Let's improve on this program right now. I want to hear from you through text or phone calls. You're with me on this or you're totally against me. 651-989-9226. Or if a text is better, text away, 81807. 53 past 2. That is the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to call for free home improvement estimates on windows and insulation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.